State Democrats say their prime strategy to motivate voters this fall will be to paint Governor Andrew Cuomo's Republican opponent as an ultra-conservative who has a negative view about New York. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul went on the attack against the Republican candidate for governor, Rob Astorino, saying the GOP opponent is too conservative and that his portrayal of the state as economically troubled and dysfunctional is too pessimistic.
Who want to convince people that, no, you are worse off. Well, then that's just turning a blind eye to the facts, folks, because the truth is we are better off than we were 4 years ago because of the leadership of Andrew Cuomo and his partnership with our state legislature. You cannot deny that fact.
Governor Andrew Cuomo did not attend the fall meeting of the Democratic State Committee, an unusual decision for a governor who is the head of the party and running for re-election. Astorino has been complaining that it's the Cuomo campaign that is too negative, with TV ads that portray the Republican candidate as corrupt, something Astorino denies.
You've got the most negative, vicious, false advertising from Andrew Cuomo's dirty pay-to-play money, which he raises, telling lies about me.
Speaking in Syracuse, Astorino says the state is not doing so well, and he criticized Cuomo's plan to give tax-free breaks to some new businesses known as Startup New York as inadequate.
And no matter what spin the Startup New York ads or Andrew Cuomo is trying to put on things, things are not good. And there are policies in place in Albany, the high taxes, the over-excessive regulations that are really inhibiting job growth and are forcing businesses to leave and people to leave.
Astorino has even tried to poke fun at the dark campaign ads, producing a humorous one that said Cuomo wants to kill unicorns.
Andrew Cuomo, unicorn killer.
Hochul used the unicorn analogy against the Republican candidate.
As much as you want to talk about unicorns, well, if you want to run for governor of fairyland.
The Democratic meeting also featured a presentation from consultant Peter Kaufman. He explained the strategy for convincing what he terms persuadable voters to cast their ballot for Cuomo and Hochul.
What do we tell them about Rob Astorino's record that confirms to them that Rob Astorino is not a Rockefeller Republican? He's not the Republican of old. He's an ultra-conservative. What do we tell them about the job that Governor Cuomo has done? 500,000 new jobs, most jobs in state history, turning New York around, lowest middle-class taxes in 60 years. Those kinds of things resonate with the independent voters. How do we bring them and persuade them to come to our side?
Kaufman says Democrats have a sophisticated targeting marketing system that will send tailored digital ads to individual voters based on the kinds of websites they frequent. The Astorino campaign, reacting to the Democrat strategy, stayed with the fantasy theme, saying Cuomo's plan to portray their candidate negatively and the state positively is the equivalent of Oz behind the curtain. The tiff between the candidates over the financial health of New York State comes on the same day that a Siena College poll conducted for the Albany Times Union newspaper finds the majority of upstate New Yorkers are worried about money and are treading water financially. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.